That's right, Dan. Welcome, everybody.
What's up?
Thanks for joining us here on Exotica TV's Happy Hour-ish with Jay and Silent Dan. Hey, Danny boy, what's happening? How are you?
Dude, you're so much. Your head is so much bigger than me this week.
I think I just sit very close, very close. Maybe my head is enormous. Who knows?
Definitely that.
I'm excited though. I'm excited for today. I'm always excited for today because today means it's Friday, which means that it's Friday.
Yay!
That's right.
That's the COVID Friday.
Dude, it's been a long week, man. It's on top of having, you know, wife working from home, kids virtually schooling. Now, this week, they decided half days. All day. 5 days this week, my kids have had half days. So I am just happy to be over with it. The snow has fallen. We're good. So I'm ready to keep moving. So what's happening with you, Dan? How are you holding up?
Oh, nothing, man. Fucking, I think I finally dug out. The snow melted a little bit. Dude, we got like over 2 feet of snow the other day. And guess what it's going to do on Sunday? Snow.
I love snow. Jersey. Love Jersey. Snow. You know what I did? I didn't even shovel. I went out. I broomed it off a little bit at one point. I threw some salt down. I was done. Like, you know, a few inches. I can only handle a few inches. I know you're more of a 2 foot kind of guy, but like, yeah. I'm 5 to 6 inches tops.
Dude, it sucked. It sucked. You're not a size queen, Jay?
I'm not a size queen. Or at least,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm, you know, happy to be here with you, Danny boy. I'm happy to finally have a nice afternoon beer, be able to meet some great guests, do our weekly thing. I'm ready.
I look forward to Fridays. So
I do too.
You know what? Let's just bring in our guests.
Let's
shall we?
I've had enough of your ugly mug.
We have count them 1, 2, 3 guests. We have a couple. I think it's only a few times that we've had a couple on here. Brent and Caitlin Hatley. You guys might have heard them on the Howard Stern show. Caitlin's one of the top models on OnlyFans. And we also are graced with fellow New Jersey native, known her for a long time. She was inducted into the XRCO and the AVN Hall of Fames, the one and only Mickey Lynn. Ladies, Jen,
hey.
Welcome to Exotica TV and the Happy Hour.
Hello.
What's happening, guys?
Happy Hour.
That's right. Happy Hour.
So, guys, if you have your drinks, cheers.
Cheers.
So I've got a beer here that's made in.
I
got a beer here that's made in Tampa, Florida. It's called Florida Man.
Dude,
I have some. Nice. I have a vape pen here that was made probably in Taiwan.
Dan's double fisting. I'm pretty sure, Dan. I don't think you can import vape pens. I don't think that's a thing. At least the battery, I'm sure you could, but the weed that
that's
you got.
What I'm talking
in
about the battery.
Okay, well, that's different.
Would you believe, Jay, this is still my Starbucks, by the way, battery?
All the way from Exotica Denver, way back in the day.
Awesome.
Yeah, Florida Man, I'll tell you, man. We started Exotica in 2006 in Miami Beach. And so I feel like I've had a... he definitely did not. He thought he was muting that, but he definitely did not mute that.
You got to make sure you delineate that that's a weed cough.
Yeah.
Weed cough.
You got the runner? Stay in your basement. You're not allowed to come out.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, man, Florida Man is a real thing. And it's even right up till yesterday. Did you guys see that video of there was like a grocery store down there where they like where some news agency was walking through and they had their camera up and it was just like 45 people, no masks. Everybody like, you know, part of me wants to live in Florida right now. Then the other part of me doesn't want to die. So
that was Fort Myers,
okay,
which is south of Tampa on the West Coast. So they have basically a no mask there. We go down there all the time. So in St. Pete, where we live, you have to walk into a place with a mask on, but right, everything's open.
Well, we were no at masks. A concert. We were at a concert on December 18th, a heavy metal concert. And it's outside, so everybody was. It was amazing.
It was Steel Panther. So, our buddies in Steel Panther, Chris Jericho, joined them on stage, and it was Ozzy. Like a real concert again. Yeah,
it was pretty packed. So, I'm not gonna lie.
Everything runs full circle. One of our social media managers, when we do our live events, is her husband is the sound man for Steel Panther.
Huh.
Ah,
we actually almost, we were in talks to have them perform at one of our shows one time.
You have to do it.
It was like,
oh no, they're awesome. They're awesome.
I want to say it was in Atlantic City back in the day. If I remember,
they have a song.
We were trying to get them at our Exotica Fan Choice Awards, aka the Fannies, when we used to do those.
That's right. That's right.
In a time when I wanted to murder Jay, but on that,
there's so many of those times that I've lost count. So Dan and I've been doing this together for like 14 years, and he wants to kill me at least once a week. So like at this point, I stop counting. So Mickey, you're in Florida. You're in Florida as well, right, Mickey?
Yes, I'm in Palm Beach County. I live in West Palm.
And is it the wild fucking West there, just like it is in every other part of Florida? Or is everybody just kind of... Because in Philadelphia right now, it's like when you go out, like even if you're walking down the sidewalk, like everybody's got masks on. It's very like different, I think.
Well, here in Palm Beach County, we still have a mask mandate where people have to wear them inside the stores. But I try not to because... I'm just, the whole mask thing is over.
You're done with it?
You're done with it?
I mean, why don't you just put a condom on while you're walking around?
Honestly,
I feel like it would be hard to walk. You'd probably have to shuffle. It'd be more of a shuffle.
I'm done with it.
Oh, man.
My son goes to school, and they go to school full time, and they're fine.
Yep.
You have to touch every item.
Sorry if I seem distracted. I'm watching my daughter's high school varsity basketball game in the background.
You got to turn this thing
off. Right now, and I'm not allowed to go see it. And she just hit a foul, 2-1, Jay. So there you go.
Nice. Oh my God. I used to play varsity basketball. So it doesn't matter,
but anyway.
You were a basketball player, Caitlin?
Yeah, I played all high school, all varsity, and I was a captain and stuff. So go your daughter, man. That's awesome.
She was really a state champion volleyball player. That's why she's got the ass. The volleyball player ass, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I 1,000% know what you're talking about.
Hey, did your sisters play volleyball?
No, they were super athletic and they played a bunch of stuff, but they played D1 baseball or softball.
Nice.
So when I went to when I went to the University of Rhode Island, and Rhode Island had an amazing women's volleyball team. And
the Rams.
The Rhodey Rams. And I remember I grew up in northern Vermont, but volleyball was a thing. Like it was never a high school sport where I went to school or anything, but it was like our family played, you know. So when my parents came to visit me, we went to go watch the girls' volleyball team. And I'll tell you what, from the stands sitting up there watching these girls, they were a group of the hottest women I've ever seen. They were like 9 feet tall. Their legs were like, you know, I mean, like proportionately, they were insanely beautiful. So like this was my freshman year in college. So I fell in love with the women's volleyball team. So fast forward, maybe a year later, I was at a restaurant or like bar restaurant, and the volleyball team came walking in. I forget whether I was like, I guess I was waiting tables or bartending or something. And it wasn't until I got to see them first, like up face to face, how terrifyingly huge they were. Like they were, I mean, they were like, you know, from a distance, when you're looking down from the stands, you're like, oh my God, look at the legs on that girl. The next time you see them when they're standing next to you and they're literally 6'7", you know, or whatever, like you see that like their hands are bigger than yours and you're looking up and like half of them are in heels. It was a very eye-opening moment. I could never have guessed how big they were.
I dated a girl. She was 6'2". I used to be a little bit taller than 6'4". Now I'm maybe 6'4" because I'm shrinking as I get older. But I remember we went to Disneyland in California. I just remember like us walking, and then people would get like closer to us, and then when they get to us, they start looking up, and it's like, you know, like shit like that. And like, yeah, and for me being as tall as I am, I don't really expect people to be, you know, taller than me. And it's those times, but I mean
the random times that somebody like.
There was this girl that was working at, I think it was Exotica, Florida. I don't know if you remember her, maybe.
Oh, in Miami Beach. Yeah, I remember that girl.
No, in Miami, like last year. Well, not last year, 2019. And she worked, I don't know if you saw, I don't even remember. Did you remember the little person that we had on stage, Sassy Cassie?
Yes, she was.
So we had a little person dance on stage, and she's the world's smallest stripper, little Sassy Cassie. And her assistant brings her out in a freaking.
She's literally this big.
Like a suitcase. Oh yes, God. That big. Exactly. Yeah. As big as his hand.
Yeah. This big.
There you go.
Yeah. And that so she, you know, this woman brings her out on the stage, on our entertainment stage, in like a, you know, a carry-on suitcase, unzips it.
Well, she doesn't, you don't even know she's in it. She wheels the suitcase out and then she pops out of the suitcase.
That's the point.
Well, that's what you, I understand that, but you made it sound like she was like riding it or something. Like she actually,
no, she's inside the suitcase and she zips it out in little Sassy. But I remember after they came off stage and I see this woman and yeah, she like towers over Sassy Cassie because Cassie's only like two feet tall or so. And, you know, this woman was like, she's wearing heels and she's towering over me. With her heels, she was like 6'7".
Yeah.
It was fucking insane.
Yeah. I remember that.
That's super hot.
So, now, are you guys from, Mickey, I know you're from Jersey.
Salute.
Where are you guys, Brent and Caitlin, where are you from?
So we're both from, she's from South Tampa. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida, the Tampa Bay area. But we did live in New Jersey for 6 years in Jersey City.
Yes, we did. True story.
Yes.
Good for you.
Jersey City's cool now. Jersey City, by the way, now is Jersey City is like up and coming now. It's like if you could buy a place in Jersey, if you bought a place in Jersey City like a few years ago, it's worth, you know, fucking quadruple to, you know, 10 times the price now. It's crazy.
We're looking at 1.5 million cash for a walk-up two-bedroom townhouse right now in Jersey City. It's insane.
People are actually offering cash. So if you can't just give it to them on the spot, then you're out of luck.
Well, like, nobody wants to live in New York anymore. Who would have thought that people actually want to live in Jersey and not New York?
Well, I mean, dude, you know, you can't, a lot of people, you can't afford to live in New York either. Like, I mean, it's, you know.
I wouldn't want to live there.
It's crazy.
You can't play FanDuel in New York either. See? New Jersey, you can. At work, I would try to put my team together on FanDuel and it'd say, no, you know, you walked across the border.
Time to VPN that shit.
Sorry, FanDuel. So you guys are like in the Tampa area, you guys got the Super Bowl in town this weekend. So we thought we'd have a little fun. So every year I do like the stupidest thing and I'll take like $100 and just put it on freaking into DraftKings and just bet a bunch of fucking prop bets.
Okay.
So prop bets, for those out there who don't know, you bet on the stupidest shit. You could bet on like who's going to score the first touchdown. If, you know, Tom Brady's going to, you know, pass for more than 300 yards, yes or no, that kind of stuff. I like betting on the other prop bets. Like, here, let me get the.
What color is the referee's bubble gum?
Oh no, it gets better than that. So I got to log in here again. So give me a second because it timed me out.
This is the boringest Super Bowl week ever in Tampa. I've been here for 2009 and 2002, and they were blowout parties. This year is dead. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Have they?
I'm from Tampa, and I hate the Bucs.
Wow. Have you always hated the Bucks or do you just hate Tom Brady?
Oh no, I've always hated. I mean, I'm from here, so I was disappointed year after year after year, and finally I told him fuck off and I went with the Saints.
Finally gave up.
I gave up like a decade ago.
Oh man.
Well, I'm a Giant fan. So all right, so guys, here's the prop bet. So we're gonna take a consensus here. And then Jay, I gotta let's see if I can do this here.
I'll write it down if you need me to.
I can write it down. I'm just not as fancy as you, and I only have one little tiny laptop screen. I don't have the big control center that you do. So our novelty props. Okay, you ready? Coin toss, ladies. Heads or tails?
Tails. Sorry.
Heads.
Am I supposed to? Okay.
Nope. All right, wait. We got Mickey says heads. Caitlin, you say tails?
Yeah. I'm cool with going with heads, though. I'm easy.
All right, so... That's what she said. All right.
I'll take it either way.
I can get it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna put a whopping $10 on heads or on the coin toss.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The first Gatorade color dumped on the winning coach. Orange, yellow, green, or and lime, that's all one, or blue.
Blue.
We all see it.
Orange.
I would say yellow,
green, lime.
Yeah, I'd say yellow, green, and lime too.
Well, the thing is the Bucks win. They're gonna have orange Gatorade.
Yeah, but are the Bucks
winning?
Well, but they don't have red on here. What dictates that they have an orange Gatorade?
That their uniforms are fucking orange.
The equipment manager and the Bucks are red. Are red and pewter now. They're not orange.
They're still orange.
By the way, I feel like you could easily fix that.
Why? But wait, I think this thing is rigged here because it would just be a push. But wouldn't it be red? Because the Chiefs, wouldn't they have red Gatorade? Because they're red.
I don't think that the color dictates. I don't think that the uniform color dictates what they get.
Maybe that's the other ones they're wearing that day.
There you go.
I think I think that they don't want to stain their shit.
See, I think the average one is yellow, green, and lime. They motherfucker just reaches over and grabs the first one that he can.
Like fucking ass.
Oh, it totally does.
Here's a little fun fact, guys. Who was the first coach to get Gatorade dumped on him?
A University of Florida. I don't know.
Bill Parcells.
Very good. I don't watch football.
Go Giants.
Bill Parcells.
It was Harry Reasons was one of the guys that did it. So
I'm a big Giants fan, in case you can't tell from behind me.
So yeah, it was Parcells.
All right, let's go. So we'll put another $10 on that. We're only going to do a few of them here. Let's see. We need more novelty props. The national anthem. Who's singing the national anthem this year? Does anybody know?
I think The Weeknd is performing halftime.
Who the fuck did
that? I heard halftime. No, Malone. Post Malone.
Post Malone
is doing it. That's what I heard.
Post Malone is doing the national anthem?
No.
No, the halftime.
No, The Weeknd is.
Oh. Is it The Weeknd?
Oh, he is? See how much I know.
Post Malone, who knows? Post Malone might be show up because The Weeknd sucks ass. So.
No, he doesn't, man. He's like the modern day Michael Jackson. I mean, listen, I'm not a huge Weeknd fan.
Gambino was a modern day Michael Jackson.
He's more of a modern day James Brown.
Usher is
modern
day.
He's like an 80s music. His music reminds me of the 80s.
Agreed.
All right. Usher is the modern day Michael
Jackson. Okay, so what's the question about the Star Spangled Banner? How long does it go for? Is there like an over under?
No, will any scoring drive take less time than the singing of the national anthem?
Yes, because that's just, it's like a pick six or like, well, not that wouldn't be a scoring drive, would it?
Yes, it would.
Would it?
Well, you got to think Mahomes to Tariq Hill is on a bomb. Like, I think that's a yes.
I'm going to agree. What are the odds on that?
I don't think so. I'm going to go
against you. Do you like football?
She disagrees.
Do you like football?
I only watch them run each way. I really don't know much about football.
I love you.
Mickey, I'm with you. That's about the extent of my
nice
football
guy
knowledge.
In tight pants is good for me.
I agree.
I mean, my family watches it. They're all Jets, Giants, Dolphins. They're all kind, all fans.
It's a good drinking time.
Who's going to be the Super Bowl MVP?
Mahone.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, we bet
$100 on this, we win $6.
That's the problem. So you got to pick, you got to find like more, a bit more of an underdog, and I don't know enough about football.
So you got Tariq Hill
is like plus +1200.
You got Kelsey.
Kelsey's plus +1300.
Jasmine Sullivan, Eric Church will perform together at Super Bowl, whatever it is. What's LV? What's LV again?
Theory, though.
LV's 50.
LV's 55.
Is it 55?
Oh, my life. My like third grade. Yeah, my third grade math teacher hates me for that.
Don't you watch your sundial all the time?
I think the referees, like they usually do, are going to give all the calls to Brady and the Bucks because they fucking love Brady. And then they're going to find a way to make the Bucks win the Super Bowl. And then Brady's going to be the MVP. That's just my choice.
But you think that, okay, so that was my last question. Who's going to win?
Chiefs.
I say the Chiefs.
They're going to find a way to make Brady win. Everybody loves Brady.
Mickey, you know nothing
about
football.
They suck his ball. They lick his tank.
We're going with Mickey.
Brady should win.
We're just
going to
go with Mickey says because she knows nothing about football.
Yep.
He shouldn't win because he's got enough.
He shouldn't. I'm with you. I don't want him to win. I think he's going to win.
Last year.
Two in a row, baby. Two in a row.
Okay, Chiefs. So we're going Chiefs.
The Chiefs hammered the Bucks in the regular season.
Ask your parents: is it the Chiefs or the Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs. We're gonna go with the Chiefs.
So, real quick question for you guys here.
Oh my God! Do we really need to go into this?
The thing: a cloth napkin that you, or a cloth thing that you blow your nose into. What is that called?
A handkerchief.
Tissue.
No.
A cloth one. A handkerchief.
Nasty.
See, he says handkerchief. Mickey said handkerchief.
Oh, yeah, it's a handkerchief.
It's handkerchief.
See, there you go. Caitlin says handkerchief, too. I say handkerchief. That makes it 3-2. We win.
Handkerchief.
Jay, tell your parents to go wrong.
You actually took lessons on how to speak correctly. So what is it?
Handkerchief.
Is it really?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Dude, Brent, just stick with it, man. You almost have me believing you there for a second. So
my New Jersey says handkerchief.
Thank you.
My Tampa, things? Florida says handkerchief, so I'm with you.
There you go, I'm girlfriend.
Look, I used to live in Inverness, Florida. Do you guys know where that is?
Oh, yes. That's right up US 19 from
us. A lot
us.
Of old people.
Yeah, I wasn't old. I'm old now, but I wasn't old when I lived there. And when you go to school, right? Well, I live in Jersey now, but I went from Jersey down to Inverness, Florida. Don't even ask the story. It's fucked up. But anyway, we went down there, and it was like when my next door neighbor has a chicken farm, and I'm going to school with kids named Porky Potter and Gator Bradshaw. It's fucking
I love it.
Hey, I had chickens and stuff.
I kind of want chickens. I mean, my neighbors in Philly probably wouldn't like me very much, but
they're growing
at night.
When you get roosters, oh my god, at the crack of dawn,
I had like five of them.
Jay hates his neighbor. Jay hates his one neighbor so much that he had his mother kick him out of the house and he bought the house.
That's actually true. That's
true story.
One big house.
Yeah. So
true story.
That's awesome.
Do you want to hear my crackhead Philadelphia neighbor story? So, we in Philly, you live in row homes. So like, you know, every house is connected and it's like the old like Cosby show, like houses or whatever. And so
nice.
My wife and I, who were just dating at the time, I had bought this house like 15 years ago, a little tiny South Philly house, and had it over the years. And over the years, there's a little old lady that lived next door to me, and her son was a crazy crackhead, and he would go in and out of prison. And so like every couple of years, he'd move back in with her. He'd rob her blind. She'd throw him out, and then he'd go to prison again. And then he would come back out 2 years later and like rinse and repeat for like 10 years. And so because she was like my like little old lady neighbor grandmother. So I would like shovel her walk and like, I would sit with her while
the walk is literally 3 feet wide.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot. So, but I sat with her one time when she had thrown him out because he had stolen her TV and VCR. And like, so this guy now hated me because I was like, you know, the guy next door that was like doing probably the things, a VCR. little old lady. So finally, at the very nearing the end of this, he got out of prison. He moved in with her, and she couldn't take it anymore. So she moved in with her daughter on the other side of town, and so he lived there by himself. And so for like 9 months, maybe close to a year, this guy smoked meth and like ran prostitutes out of the house next door, and like left syringes on the front step, and like. He called Child Protective Services on us at one point because he was trying to get back at us about, like, I mean, it was the most insane thing. And so, long story short,
pornographer lived next to you.
He stuck a sign on the door that said pornographer lives here. Like, couldn't even spell it. You know, I mean, just, it was a whole thing. And one day we didn't have a way to reach her. And one day we saw her pull away in a car, and my wife and I were in our car. We followed her out to the end of like down the street into the city. Talked to her, and she was like, I'm sorry, I just want to sell our house. I was like, I will buy your house. Do not say that to anybody else. Just go in, lure him out for like an hour so I can go in and make sure that he hasn't like, you know, booby trapped the place or done anything crazy. And within an hour, he moved back. Well, he came back like 2 weeks later. I walked over. I was like, knock, 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 get the fuck out. And that was the end of
there
it.
There you go. Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, it worked out well. It was a little scary though, because literally we had a camera on the front of the house, and he would like 5 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning come out like all hyped up and like paint his brick on the front of his house. And like, I mean, it was the kind of dude that like, could I have imagined waking up in the middle of the night and like him standing at the base of my bed? Yes, I could. Like that was the scary part of it. So
like,
by the way, rest in peace. He died of a heroin overdose like 4 years after.
Shit.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Unsurprising.
Yeah.
Not, you know, file that under shocking news.
His blood is on your hands.
I still have the pornographer lives here sign hung up on my office door.
Whose bedroom is part of his old house?
Dax's. My son's.
So your son's probably getting haunted by his crack
he's,
addict.
He's in there. If he grows up to it with a crazy meth addiction, we'll know what happened.
Yeah. Let's get up to something much more glorious.
Like what?
A little discussion courtesy of Kat.
Ah, okay. I like this. So here we go.
My girlfriend Kathy. That she looks exactly like that.
Except that's her emoji.
I have that same emoji. Emoji.
Oh, that's great.
So she always has the most interesting questions about people in the business.
Interesting is always the good word to use.
She's not in the business. She actually, congratulations to her. Her hair salon just opened up today, actually, technically.
Nice.
Just opened up her own salon. But anyway, her question this week, ladies, is, and Brent, feel free to chime in, or you, Jay, butt plugs, yay or nay?
Yay! Wait, say it again.
Nay.
Butt plug.
Nay.
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 You just got a cool one.
I know. I just got a cool one with a tail. I mean, I like them, but here's the problem. Is that I have a huge ass. It swallows the butt plug. So if it's supposed to look cute, you ain't seeing any of it. And I don't really feel like it does much stretching. Because once it's in, it's in. It's not stretching anymore. So it's kind of like, I don't really know what the purpose is other than look cool. And my ass eats it. So it doesn't really work that well. But I don't mind it.
Now, Mickey, you're celebrating right now. It's your 30th year in the business, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, and in all those 30 years, did you ever do anal on film?
Of course I did. I've done numerous ones, but I never used the butt plug to get ready.
So butt plug. So you just
went at it fresh.
Yeah, I just warmed myself up other ways. And nowadays, I heard they sit on them and they wiggle.
Oh.
Really?
Well, I feel like once it gets in through the first part, I don't really feel it anymore. It's kind of like, whoop. Okay,
don't they have like the expandable
anymore.
Ones? Like, you know, like butt training ones?
I've
heard.
One with like a bicycle pump and you like pump it as it's in there and it gets bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Like kind of like the jaws of life.
Nuh-uh. That is not a thing.
Yes.
Like a pair of Reebok pumps.
There's like a balloon that you put it.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's right.
Like an inflatable mattress, but it's a butt plug.
She's 100% right.
Imagine
there goes $1 million idea.
Oh my god.
I'm sure those things are selling like hotcake.
And the thing that amazed me with butt plugs is like you could put one in and just walk around. People just like they what do they call it? Like
you speak from experience, Jay.
No, I was trying to actually. It's funny because I was explaining this to my wife like months ago. We were talking
like,
about
do this. I did it. It wasn't a big deal. No, like, that kind of discussion.
No, she was like, you know what, Jay, you look like you're walking a little funny. I was like, oh, don't worry about it.
So we're here at Secrets Hideaway, which is a swingers / party resort in Orlando.
Cool. I've seen it. It's going awesome. I'm going to have to try that place.
It's out by Disney, actually.
Of course.
It's amazing.
Oh, yes, it's amazing. It is. I see it. There's a Wawa there.
Yeah, exactly. It's across
from right.
Wawa.
You guys have Wawas down there.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. So this place is amazing. We're in a room right now that has a sex swing.
It's
and
literally
we have,
hanging.
Right here is a sex swing.
And, I could do some scenes there, some shoots.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're doing some this weekend.
People rent out these rooms because they're all different themes, and they rent them out to do photo shoots and scenes.
So, but there's hold on the butt plug.
Real quick, before what kind of because now this is just what's going to happen here because I smoked weed and I'm drinking whiskey. What are the different themed rooms?
So the one that we're in right now is kind of a BDSM theme. So it's got a sex swing here, and over here you've got floggers, paddles, all kinds of shit.
Black and red, mirror on the ceiling, red lights all around the ceiling.
I could see they have a red leather sofa there. Yeah.
Yeah, leather sofa. Get on your knees and get on the couch.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey room.
Yeah, they got a 50 Shades of Grey room. They have
a shade from the BDSM room.
So that one also has a sex swing. I think it's colors.
Black and white.
The color's different. I think it's black and white.
It has different sex toys hanging and different like pictures hanging. But there's a freaking astronaut.
There's a space room because we're by Cape Canaveral. We're like a spaceman in it. Yes. A statue.
We met people who were staying in that room the last time we were here. And they say after you're fucked up at the end of the night and you walk into the room, you're like, what the fuck? Wait, who is that?
Is this your house right now?
No, this is we're at Secrets Hideaway.
Secrets. Yeah, they just
said you're there right now.
It's like a hotel resort, I see.
Oh, okay.
Like it's got like permanent, a pool and a boutique.
Yes.
It's permanent got playrooms, hotel it's got a over. Nightclub, it's got
is
tiki
it
bars.
Family of resorts.
Yeah, it's the adult version. We need to put an adult Disney world, you know.
Are you near the Grand Floridian or The Caribbean Beach Resort.
This is so much better.
Because you go into the pool area.
There's naked people. There's chicks with butt plugs, as you talk about walking.
Oh my god! Last time we saw a dominatrix just walking around the pool with her whip, and she was just doing her whip, just walking around.
Now, do they have any events there? Do they have any events all year round?
Every weekend.
Party.
We'll have to meet up. I gotta give you a number. We'll have to meet up.
Yeah, I think you texted me or messaged me your number. So I think I have that.
And you can come here and you can party and you can have a great time. It's private property, man. And you can do anything that you want here. This is a place where there's no judgments. There's a dungeon here. So there's a lot of kink that goes on.
They even teach you how to do different dungeons.
It's like Planet Fitness with butt plugs and floggers.
It's like Exotica, except you can actually get it on.
Yeah, I know, right? I just don't understand that, but. I'm not going there.
So when Exotica comes back, Jay and I were talking about we might have to downsize due to COVID. So you guys could technically, right, handle both our swinger aspect of the show, our couples X, and our dungeon. Yes.
We do both. We do full swap and we do BDSM. So,
hey Jay, I'm just trying to economize.
There you go. I like that.
We're into all that.
We should have a show reunion here. Everybody come down to Secrets to meet.
I'm totally kidding, by the way.
I go to the trapeze a lot, so I have fun.
Do you guys know Ken and Dawn?
Cassidy is the Cassidy guys
we do a lot of stuff with. They're
Ken and Dawn's,
what was their, Jesus Christ, Delilah's?
Diva's Den.
Diva's Den,
and then you have.
When we first started the show in Miami Beach, like or in Miami in general, I mean, it's crazy how many, you know, that was when Miami Velvet, Trapeze. There's one other thing.
Velvet still does our shit.
Yeah, no. South Florida is like this, and Tampa. Like, I mean, Tampa is. I'm not surprised you guys were drawn to it because it seems to be like the kinkiest like corner of Florida.
I think they have strip clubs there and everything, right?
Yeah, there's a ton.
I've never been to that section. I want to go to the night moves this year. Hopefully they'll have it.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul's a friend of ours, Paul Allen, who puts on the night moves.
I know, Paul. Actually, I have. Hold on. Where is it?
It's there somewhere.
Pick an award.
I've been to their night moves deal lots of times. Their big award show that they have here. But then also in Florida, what you have on the West Coast is you have Secrets and you have Caliente in Tampa. It's a big swingers resort too.
Okay. I'm kind of a big deal.
Right.
I don't want to show this off. I want to make Jay jealous. I actually won the Night Moves, the Adela Award.
Nice.
Mr. Dan Davis.
What year was that?
Industry Excellence in
1942.
1492.
What was it?
I was in the industry and I was excellent.
Yeah,
and I
understand.
Always excellent. I cherish it.
And you guys can go to Dudley's Wholesale Trophies Custom Awards in Bellsport, Florida, and so also get an award.
Yo, wait, say that again. I'm getting my own goddamn award.
Dudley's Wholesale Trophies.
Okay, Wholesale Trophies.
We'll have to get you one for your.
It's DudleyTrophies.com.
All right, so I saw something in the news this week. It really like
Annie Awards that I got for nothing.
Oh boy! So I'm changing directions here. We're going on to I saw something in the news that I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about, and it was something that kind of like broke my heart when I saw it. I'm going to put it up here, and you'll understand what I mean. So Demi Moore last week. Walked on the runway and like it's the first time out apparently after what she did, and like I've always been a huge fan. This chick has been the hottest forever, like for the longest time, right?
I know what happened here.
She looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
So my question is, how much is too much? Like, how do you draw? Like, because I feel
I don't think she had any plastic surgery. I think she's like every other girl in the world taking too many selfies with fish faces, like,
and it just stuck.
I'm bad with that.
You can see the blush. It's just a straight line, like the Joker smile. I think she's almost.
Skinny.
Yeah, but you know what? I looked at a bunch of other photos of it. It was definitely, there was something up with it.
Her like, cheekbones?
Yeah, it just, it looked like she had just
added a little cheekbone or something.
But A, she looked the best in striptease.
But even on the left, it looks like she added some cheekbone.
Which is like, by no means do I mean that she hasn't like, didn't have a bunch of work done beforehand. But like, what Demi Moore proves that there is a tipping point for everybody. Right. And that, and like when I saw this one, I was like so disappointed. But then to follow it up, and I saw a photo yesterday that made me actually think of like talking about this. This is John Legend's wife. What's her name? Oh. Chrissy Teigen.
Teigen.
Like,
I never found her attractive at all.
She's 35 years old. 35.
Wow.
Like, and now is to this point. Like,
I'm 35.
What the fuck? What do you, so
I'm not saying how old I am.
But my question is, how, I'm all for women being able to like, you know, or men being able to, you know, do their thing and feel good about themselves and, you know, whatever. But how do you set that like tipping point?
How much is too much?
It's social media that does it.
You think?
It really is social media and people out there that, I mean,
I don't disagree.
I'm going to turn 48 in March and I'm just setting myself age.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
No,
lot of people have hard lives though. A lot of them have hard lives and that contributes to it.
It's true. Oh, by the way, Dan, oh man, I should have, you know who I should have thrown? Wait. Dan's favorite.
Oh, I know who. Farrah Abraham. Dude, she's a fucking, she was a mess mentally. Now she's a mess fucking physically too. She's a vile, vile creature. Teen Mom, you know her?
She was on the Stern Show a few times. Yeah,
she's
like, she hates my guts. Like, she sent me the world's greatest email of all emails, only to be rivaled by probably Sarah Vandella, who now hates me as well. And Jay hates her too. But Sarah's the only guest that we've been doing this show now. This is our 41st week of doing this show. With you, you know, on nice.
There you go.
TV.
There's Farrah. She's in her 20s still.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
making herself look older.
Yeah, that.
Not younger.
She. I will say that I believe hers to be a mental disability.
I like the dog.
Dog's the dog is cute.
But her mental illnesses.
Yeah. No. I feel like it's the mental illnesses.
She's got some serious.
She said she hopes I get over my mental illnesses.
Yeah, she wrote the greatest letter to Dan I've ever read. It was amazing. Dan, do not break it out. We've read this before.
Can we talk about Sarah Vandella being the only guest in 41 weeks of ever doing Exotica TV of ever to walk off of a show?
What'd you do to her?
Dan's an asshole, man. You just like
what I did is much like this.
He didn't talk her up enough.
She was on Christy Canyon. And I said, adult film legend and Hall of Famer Christy Canyon and her friend, the lovely Sarah, you know, former Sarah Vandella.
Just didn't talk her up enough. And she was like, and she walked like 2 minutes.
And then we said, it looks like you're in a hotel room. Are you in a hotel room? And then she's there. If you guys are just going to make fun of me, I'll just leave. and then she left.
Oh, Dan.
Oh man.
Yeah, Dan does that to people. So, you know.
Well, that's. Gosh, that's nothing.
Yeah, you should hear the shit people say to us.
It just blows my mind. By the way, you talked a little bit about you guys have done the Howard Stern thing. Tell me about that. I mean, you know, obviously, like Howard hasn't
in the 90s.
Howard hasn't called us for any tips lately, but you know,
he's a great guy who's hired me twice. I worked for him from 2005 to 2011, and then again from 2014 to 2020.
Yep.
And he's a great, fantastic human being, and being on the show is great, and Caitlin was great on the show. We got on there and talked about our swinging and all that stuff, and it was wild, because as wild as you think Howard is, he's really the most vanilla person that you would ever meet.
He is.
And he's very vanilla. So all this stuff going on around him is crazy. So it's kind of, he's like the rock, the sane person in the middle. And then there's a lot of craziness that goes on around him. Cause all of us that were on the show were out of our minds completely. And he's actually very grounded. So
Mickey, when were you saying that?
Back in the day, too, right?
I was on it in the 90s. I did a movie with Pussy Man, and I was on there with Kenny Keith Kallenbach. Remember him?
R.I.P. Yep. Keith Kallenbach. Yeah. Smoke out of his eyes.
Yes. And so I was on there with him, and he was nice to me. I didn't have any problem with him.
I was on Howard, too. So, Jay, you're the only person here that hasn't been on Howard.
This is true.
Bummer.
This is true.
It's a fun experience.
Yeah, Will Murray, one of his producers, used to call me up all the time because I used to be the editor of Club and Genesis magazines. And he used to call me up and say, hey, we're doing this bit. Can you help me get a girl on here? You know, that would be good for this. So I was like kind of like their de facto, like, you know, porn star casting agent for a while.
Will's a great guy.
Will's awesome.
We've had our brushes. So Benji came to one of our shows and we threw him out because he was poked at. He may not have been coked out of his mind. I don't want to say he was coked. He was fucked up.
Or he was just being Benji.
There was something off of him, but we threw him out of the show.
Yeah, I've met Benji a few times, and this time in particular, he was Benji times 10. Like,
I throw him out of my show, too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Reverend Bob Levy did a bunch of stuff at our shows.
I know Bob.
He actually did, like, a stand-up thing. We actually had him host some stuff on one of them. I actually ended up writing a porno movie for Vivid with Bob that he starred in, which was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Let's see. Who else do we have? Oh, we had Tan Mom came to the show, and we had to throw her out because she said to Janet Jameson,
"Medicated
Jameson,
Pete.
Who the fuck are you?"
I'm sure that Tan Mom she could string a sentence together to say who the fuck are you. Like,
tell him about Atlantic City. Tell him about the Atlantic City deal.
So Tan Mom, so her agent or whatever manager guy
agent
tries to say, "Hey, listen, it was duty. It wasn't even Atlantic City. It was Edison." She wanted to come to our Edison Exotica New Jersey show, right? And he's there like, look, hey, you know, would you like to hire Tan Mom? It'll only be like, you know, $5,000. And I'm like laughing, like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Then he's there like, he drops it down to $1,000. And I'm like, still no. $500? No. How about gas money and tolls and a hotel room? No. How about free entry? I'm like, free entry for one.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
She comes to the show. She comes over to the booth where we have a lot of the star signing, and their signing at the time is Jenna Jameson, and she goes to try and go over to Jenna, and Jenna's like, you know, she's got security around her and shit, and, you know, Tan Mom's there like, who the fuck are you? And Jenna's there like, you know, just Jenna's
oh,
there like,
God, oh, that's right, because Jenna had just, she walked out like and was, you know, first coming out, and
that?
Tan Mom was next door. Oh, my God.
It was an Exotica Jersey about 6 years ago?
Yeah. Had to be like mid 2000s.
Yeah.
Like,
I know her. She's like. Show?
That's,
I mean, they came out, they shot a bunch of shows of ours for Howard TV, you know, with Doug Goodstein, you know, and all those guys at Howard TV did all that stuff. Yeah. So
Doug's a good friend of mine.
Yeah,
well,
we all run in a lot of the same circles. So, you know, it's interesting. Mickey and I were on this other thing a couple of weeks ago. These guys do a collectors group, and yeah, we were both guests on their weekly video podcast Zoom thing, whatever the
Actually,
fuck it was.
Dan and, was on there, and I just snuck in. It was Dan's day, and I snuck in.
Mickey
and I
snuck
went
in the
I
back.
Crashed it.
They wanted to talk about Exotica, like when our shows are coming back and stuff, and yeah, and just like Exotica stories, like, and it was actually really cool. It was a cool group of people. But we're just like sitting there, and Mickey and I are like, yo, fuck, man. We think back, and I started working in the business in 97, and you started in
91.
In 2001, right? No, 91.
91, yeah. I got into the business 91.
And wow, Caitlin, you just got into the business like not too long ago, really. Like, you just shot your first scenes. Like,
yeah.
This year.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome to
thank
the
you.
Family.
Thank you.
Thank it's you. Different so now.
I love it.
So do you think you'll be on here? We'll all be celebrating your 30th anniversary in adult.
Oh, fuck. Let's I hope see. So. That would be awesome. If I can go 30 60, years.
68. Yeah. 30. Yes, 68. No. 70.
No, 30,
dude,
we'll, years from now.
We'll all be like on holograms and like.
You're 78. I'll be 78 because I'm 47. Yeah, I have to do the math.
I'm going to be like Ronnie the limo driver. I'm going to still be kicking in my 70s and partying just like he is. So I'm gonna be in just as good a shape as Ronnie.
Yes.
Something to shoot. Something to shoot for.
Yeah, 69.
Ronnie the limo driver, not Ron Jeremy, because he's probably not in great shape right now.
Yeah,
He's not in great physical shape, and B, he's looking at never seeing the outside of a prison again.
This is very true.
And
Ronnie. I talked to him. When was it? Like a month before he was arrested.
Oh,
and let me tell you. Well, let me tell you something about this motherfucker. So I'm at the Rainbow. I'm at the Rainbow in Los Angeles. I'm there with the Stern Show in October of 2019. I'm at the Rainbow in Los Angeles, and I'm doing a bit. I'm with a chick from that's been in Playboy. The bit is I'm going to try to fuck this chick that night.
Right.
So short runway. We flew into L.A. that day. So I've got a short runway. I got to go out with this chick and try to have sex with her that night with all of my coworkers recording everything and following us every step on the date. Now, that's hard enough. So now Ron Jeremy sees me and comes up to me on the outside of the tables at the Rainbow while I'm out there trying to smoke a joint and still talk to this chick and be cool. And this motherfucker's coming up to me and bugging me about getting on the Stern Show. And I'm like, dude, I don't book the Stern Show. Gary Delapate books the fucking Stern Show. And he's like, Howard's mad at me for this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, Ron, I don't give a fuck. Can you get out of my face? Like, I'm sitting here trying to talk to this chick, and you're fucking killing me, man. Like, what is going on? And he finally got.
Yeah, he doesn't give up. He's
the worst. So
he
my
was
girlfriend
kicked out of an Exotica, right? He's not allowed to go there.
He hasn't been in an Exotica for years. My Ron Jeremy is the type of guy that if he calls you and you don't answer, he'll call you again because he thinks you'll answer the second time.
I
was on the phone with him, Jay, talking. He got disconnected. He calls me back and leaves me a message. Well, I think we got disconnected.
Orange County Sheriff, open up, please.
You know where I'm at.
I was out to breakfast one time on like Saturday or Sunday, you know, probably 3, 4, 5 years ago, whatever it was, and my phone rang and it was Ron, and we're sitting down eating breakfast and my kids are there, whatever. I click it off, you know, whatever. But my son, who was like 3 or 4 at the time, looks over and just, you know, he's like, Dad, Ron Jeremy's calling, and like screams it out in the middle of a crowded diner in South Philadelphia. So I'm like, oh my God. So I like turn it off, you know, whatever. And Ron, in classic Ron way, calls me the second time, you know, like right after. And Dax, the second time, Dad, Ron Jeremy's calling again, and screams it out in the middle of the restaurant. It was literally
I love it when they're that age.
Oh my God. It was the most embarrassing thing ever. Like, because how do you like walk that one off? You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, it was a
Mine
joke.
Would have
like,
said, Mom, that old guy is calling you again.
Oh, like everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but
all right. Well, here
they stay in prison. Dead man walking. So I can't.
Right.
Never did anything to me, and I knew him for years. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a hard left hand turn on, maybe a hard right hand turn on this one. We're going to go into a little thing that.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Fucking thing sucks.
There we go. All right. So. Now that it, you know, Exotica's a little bit on the slow time, haven't done a show in, you know, 13 months, I have a lot of time on my hands. And a lot of my time is spent aimlessly scrolling through Reddit for nothing. Because I'd rather do that and hate random strangers than scroll through my Facebook page and hate my family and friends.
It's
so,
like Craigslist.
Right. Yeah. Oh. So I've decided, like, you know, to be able to blame it on you know, on work, I have just kind of compiled some stuff. This week's new, though. This week, I've decided to go with the theme of things that you should not do. All right. Well, I like usually it's just general random videos that I think are funny. And
are you going to pause it?
Last week, I scared our guests because I showed a video of a monkey ripping a guy's head off. So, or not a head, but more like scalp. So I've kind of toned it back a little bit because I think that one might've gone a little bit too far, especially when they zoomed in on the scalp sitting on the ground after the video.
Not too far.
Yeah. So I'm going to just go ahead and roll. So again, the theme is things that you don't want to do. All right. And the first video, let me make sure I got the volume up. Here we go.
Spider.
So this theme is, you don't fuck with spiders. Like, this has got to be Australia. New Zealand. But who in their right mind thinks? No. No. Okay, there you go. So that was, add that to the list of things not to do.
That was predictable.
Thing number one. All right, well, I'm working my way into it, Dan. So
everybody vote.
All right, we're going to go to the next thing. Another note, never throw water on an oil fire, okay? I saw this, like, can you imagine? See, maybe we'll save one life today. But
oh my Lord.
Can you imagine, like, being in this house and having this thing go? All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They just burned their house down. All right. So
that was this, totally the video barking, not my dog.
This is what all guys should know that you don't do. Okay. I mean,
oh God.
So
no, nothing, I know where this is going.
Nothing good happens from this.
Butt plugs, yay or nay?
Yes, exactly.
Butt plug. Public that's a big butt one. Plugs. That's a big this butt is, plug.
Who looks at this and thinks, I could make this? I could really. He actually already sounds like he's gotten hit. That.
Yeah, but there's a nut shot.
For this man, is Joe, whatever his name is, for American Ninja Warrior could do this.
Just, I mean, like,
dude, look at him. He's got a man bun. He deserves
like,
that.
He's got. He didn't even get a man foot bun. On the thing. Look at this. I mean, Jay. Like, full up.
Just straight up nut shot.
Jay, he's wearing Toms. Are those Toms?
I'm not arguing that he didn't deserve it.
And he's
Dan.
Got a man bun.
I'm not.
Yeah, the man bun is what did it.
That's what we call my friends in Jersey.
He's got too much time.
Do you guys get when you see that like the first time? Do you get that tingle in the bottom of your testicles where you're just like?
Yes. I get that when I see you, Jay, every Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's hard to look at.
Yeah, I imagine now. Just repeat. Okay. Anyways, next up, this one just made no sense to me. You don't throw rocks at people. Or you don't let them throw them at you.
See, that's what I should do now. My son.
Like, yeah. I'm not sure. Is he showing his strength in karate?
Karate.
He's a black belt. You don't take that shit.
Okay.
All these videos are called Survival of the Fittest.
Yeah, no.
Don't be an idiot, moron. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Awards.
Yeah.
I saved the best for last because the last thing that I want to do is show a video of a monkey scalping a dude. All right, so.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, her hair.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
So instead,
that's amazing.
Off a corn,
dude.
The right way.
That is amazing.
I love it. What an idiot.
Gone. That moment of realization where you're like, oh my God, now if I cover it, maybe it'll be, nope, still not there. Like,
you gotta
guess. Like, I like the music.
Karma. Three words. Zuzu Pets.
All right, well, there you go. That, ladies and gentlemen, was your weekly upvote with Jay Handy. I'm going to move on next week. I don't know if I can do a third week of like finding a scalped video. I'm sure I can. But I'm going to try.
Whoever's watching us right now, we need some suggestions of a theme for next week.
Oh,
Jay.
God.
To help him.
It comes organically, Dan. I just have to like, as I scroll through and I find these things, I realized today that it was, you know.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, a small suggestion. Look up heavy metal mosh pits, and what you want to look up is the wall of death.
Cool.
The wall of death in heavy metal mosh pits. Look that up, and there'll be videos for days.
Dude, I'm a metal
I've never
guy.
Been long.
I used to.
What was
used
it,
to,
what was it called? A walls of, wall of death?
It's called the wall of death. Usually with Lamb of God or Gojira will do it, but it's insane.
So you're into like death metal?
Yes, definitely.
I used to tour with a bunch of the hair metal bands and you know a couple
I
of like
that
you know,
stuff
New York,
too.
Some New York hardcore stuff back in the day. But the one freaking thing that was amazing that I just saw this week was Jay, another thing you gotta look up. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Faces of Death. We got to get back to Faces of Death. Oh, dude,
no. I lived my middle school years through those videos. So like,
me too.
Yep, the guy parachuting in the alligator pit and like the, you know,
dude, the Pennsylvania like senator or whatever, or state senator that blew his brains out.
I remember that one as well.
What song is about?
Hey man, nice shot, Filter.
You got it.
Richard Patrick. Damn, and the singer is Richard Patrick, who is the brother of Robert Patrick, who is a T-3000 or whatever in fucking Terminator 2. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. That's awesome.
See? I went up that shit, Jay.
No, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with your useless facts, Dan. It never ceases to amaze me. Of useless
information. Ask me any stupid question, I will probably answer it.
By the way, I think we might have bed restraints.
We do have bed restraints.
Got bed restraints for our bed?
Yes.
Oh, see? I'm so excited. A sex swing, bed restraints, and a mirror on the ceiling.
Mickey, what's your safe word?
Please? No, I don't know. I've never gotten that far. I
never thought about that.
Get the fuck off me?
That's your safe word?
I never had a safe word.
Oh,
no,
power pig, hello.
I never needed one, because I always used to get them.
Not the ass.
I used to tell TT boy that if he got too rough, I'd grab his balls.
That's one of Richard Christie's favorite porn stars is TT boy.
Yes, but you don't say that to Evan Stone. Your balls are in my reach, man.
Dude, Evan Stone slings those things over his shoulder.
With scrotodactyl.
Thing is, it's and not afraid to whip them out at any given moment. So. Yeah.
He just wants to stuff them in your cheeks, Jay, like a chipmunk.
Well, you know, the nice thing is with you guys having your room set up the way that you do.
558.
That too. Isn't that content for days and weeks and months? Like, do you stay there for like a week and just shoot like a month's worth of stuff?
Yeah, well, we'll be here for a couple of days. We're going to shoot some content here. But also, like, here's the thing about Caitlin. That is the big point here is she's really into all this. So yes, we'll shoot some content, but she's really into the having fun and having sex and just putting all the business away.
Yeah, I like getting the business shit done, take some pictures, and then I'm done. I'm ready to. I'm honestly like, we have a show after this, and I'm ready to fuck. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm pretty excited. We just got a new sex bench. I have bruises on my legs from it. I'm excited about this new sex swing.
Restraints, swing,
restraints, toys.
Floggers, we're ready for
and we're sitting here looking at you guys on a couch. So, no.
Hey Brent, here's a trivia question, right? Who is a classic metal band from Tampa that became a Christmas favorite?
So those are my boys from Sabotage, who became Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So a little story to go along with that. Is when they were Sabotage, they had a guitar player named Chris Oliva, who's one of the founding members of the band. Right. So the way he passed away was he died in a car accident out on 301. He was on his way out to do an interview on the radio show that I was producing, the morning show I was producing. We were doing a show out in Zephyr Hills, Florida, in a cow pasture called Livestock that we did 14 of those. It'd be a Thursday through Sunday weekend concert, and Chris was on 301 on his way out to meet us to do an interview, and we were sitting there waiting for him, and he got in an accident on 301. So RIP Chris Oliva. Sabotage were great, but Trans-Siberian Orchestra is an amazing show if you get to go see it.
So okay, so here's my connection. I was Sabotage's European tour manager for Streets a Rock Opera Tour. We were on a ferry going from the White Cliffs of Dover to Ghent, Belgium, and I had to get everybody's passports together, and I'm looking at the passport, and Chris Aliza gives me his passport, and I look on there, and he was born in Pequannock, New Jersey, at Chilton Memorial Hospital, which is the same place I was born at, and, you know, he lived in Tampa, so it was just a weird connection. But one of my very, very good friends up in Jersey here is Chris Caffrey.
Oh, yeah.
From TSO and Sabotage. So, but that was your little Sabotage trivia. And now, Jay, we like to close out our show with a little segment we call the Big Fuck You. So this is the opportunity to air your grievances. Yeah. You can pick anybody, anything, anyone that you just want to say, fuck you, motherfucker.
Reddit haters.
Okay, put the Mickey Mouse hands over my hands here.
Well, I can't. You're locked. It's locked in. You're not going anywhere.
I wanted to see the Mickey. I wanted to have Mickey Mouse hands. Oh. Oh. Jay, I started it last week.
I know. You. Oh, you want me to start? You want me to go first?
You're going to start this week. I'll close it out.
All right. I'm waiting to hear this. So, my big fuck you this week, being in Philadelphia and even in the last couple of days around here, is people that don't pick up their fucking dog shit. Seriously, people.
Agreed.
We live in a advanced world where it just takes a plastic bag. Even in the snow. The snow makes it 1,000 times easier. You can actually reach in and scoop under it and pick it up and like be a normal, productive member of society. I'm all for kicking the extra ice cube that falls out of the ice cube maker underneath the refrigerator, but not picking up dog shit.
Was that the correct answer, by the way?
That's the right answer. Yeah, so is not picking up dog shit is like literally the lowest form of the low. Like, you have to look and think, I don't give a fuck about anybody other than myself who is not reaching in this plastic bag to pick up my own dog shit. So this week I send a big fuck you to people that don't pick up their dog shit. There you go.
Well deserved. Thank you very much. Who would like to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
So I'm going to send a big fuck you to actor Michael Rapaport because he is a guy that runs his mouth and is not willing to back it up. And Michael Rapaport, I'm telling you right now, I ever see you, to quote the great Red, I'm going to put the ZZ on both cheeks of your life.
Ah. All right, there you go.
Those of you from the New York area know what that means.
All right. Caitlin, you got one?
Oh, I just say fuck all the Reddit haters. We have thousands of people who created a page for us just to make shit up and call me a meth head and all sorts of crazy shit that's not true. I'm like, oh, wow. Have you seen? Like, in one of the same sentence, they'll say, I'm fat and I'm a meth head. You do realize that those two cannot both be true.
Wait, so is this the brigade that we're seeing in the comment section?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. By the way, I've
done that on here.
Oh, okay.
I've never actually like seen comments fly like this. So
wait, I gotta see this shit.
I honestly haven't read many of them.
Was it Instagram or was it Twitter that you had there?
You got Reddit on you. Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a bunch of neckbeards who don't get laid and who are very upset.
What started the fire, if you don't mind me asking?
That's us being
on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, we were on the Stern show. We got on there and we talked about swinging, and man, that pissed people off.
They don't like that I'm a female who enjoys sex. Because I'm a female who enjoys sex, I'm a terrible human being. I must be up to everything. I must be killing people and be doing every drug imaginable.
Meth fuels violence.
Yeah, there you go.
We've got a bunch of, and a lot of them hate women. Let's be honest; like that's their problem, because they've never actually found the clitoris. They really hate women, so that's part of the problem.
So, has this been an ongoing battle?
It's not really a battle. It's people fuck with us, and we try to pay as little attention to them as we can.
Okay, so we're probably not doing it any good right now.
It's okay to mention
every now and then, but we don't actively go on Reddit and battle with them. We just let them say whatever the fuck they want and we don't look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane to me because there's lots of things that I don't like. I'm not a particular fan of Oprah Winfrey, let's say.
Right.
But I don't go on Reddit and talk shit about her. I don't care. Like,
you don't subscribe to the fuck Oprah subreddit.
Yeah, it doesn't come into my world at all. There's lots of things that I don't like. I'm not a fan of you
don't get a free car. No.
I've been holding this for a long time. I will be back.
Okay,
sorry,
she's going to run pee. Uh-huh.
There you go.
That place doesn't come with a sofa toilet?
No, but it's insane. The level of insanity with our haters, which are, you know, haters and super marks are right on the borderline. You know, okay. You can either be on either side of the line. Like, if you've been around the Stern Show, and I used to be on the Bubble the Love Sponge Show, like, when you're around those types of shows, people get really intense, and they're very intense whether they like you or hate you. It's not anywhere in the middle. It's like, we love you and we want to be around you and hang out with you, or we hate you and we want you to die and lose everything. It's really insane.
And by the way, once you're at the very bottom, then they'll cheer for you to come back up. And then once you get back up to the up, they'll take you back down.
These people's psyches, just it's weird, man. It really is fucking weird.
The problem is they're behind a computer texting. You cannot tell them to their face. So they are going to say whatever they want. They won't say it to your face, but they'll say it behind the computer.
Mickey, so Mickey, you got that right.
We go on to Mickey. I want to hear Mickey. Mickey, who do you want to give a big fuck you to?
Everybody in politics.
Everybody, blanket statement, take them all down. All right, cool.
Agreed. Everybody.
Okay. I want this social distancing gone and the mask. That's it.
Okay.
I don't have haters yet.
How about coronavirus? Would you like that gone too?
Yes, definitely. Okay,
me too. Yeah, definitely.
We want to do shows this year, and we'll plug those in a little bit.
It's my 30th. I'm going out. I got to go.
Well, you know what? It's your lucky year. 2021 is your year, Mickey Lynn, because you know what? We're not giving you one, not two, not three, but four Exotica Expos this year.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
I'm going
nice.
To four.
We got Exotica.
Okay.
What's the first one? Exotica Chicago. Okay. The 10th
anniversary. We're late for our own show. So.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you guys.
Thank you for having us on. It was amazing. You can go to Caitlin, Caitlyn, Hatley.com for all things of this beautiful lady.
There we go.
Oh, awesome. There we go.
Thank you so much.
All right.
We got that. Thank you guys. And we will miss you. You get to miss my big fuck you to oral surgeons. But
we are going back to.
I digress. I love it. You guys go do your show.
You know what? Guys, thanks for having us on. Mickey, great meeting you. Great meeting you guys. And we'll catch you soon.
Yes, you got my number, right?
Enjoy that Fifty Shades of Grey room.
All right, let's go to Mickey. You. Mickey, where can people find more about you?
On my Twitter, on my website, MickeyLynn.com. And then I got my OnlyFans, / Mickey Lynn.
There you go.
And you know what? And then we're going to wrap this up with my big fuck you, Jay.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, yes.
My big fuck you is to the oral surgeon. It's not to the
there you go, Mickey. It's all on you.
It's not to Mother Nature. It's not to the plow guys that keep plowing me back in every time I fucking dig the shit out. It's not to countless other things that I can't get a COVID vaccine or whatever. It's to the oral surgeon who did charge me $4,200 to have my son's four wisdom teeth out today. Good news is I got to see my son high for the first time. No, I'm kidding. But that's my big fuck.
And by son, he means above 18, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, my son is 19 years old. Yes. So
mine's
can't
18,
wait till he turns 21 with legal. But and everybody out there, we want to thank you for joining us.
Yeah, listen, by the way, if you hate any of our guests, feel free to tip us $5. That's all I'm saying. So, if you like them, tip us $5 too. But either way, you see that little stream thing down there? If you're feeling generous with your Bitcoin or Ethereum or any of that stuff, feel free to send that along the way. You know, just send it all to us, and then we will pass along your hatred to everybody else. We're good at that.
And then, guys, everybody, we just want everybody to know here. Well, next week we have Aria Carson and Baby Girl Bella on the show. But don't forget, go to our website, exoticaexpo.com. We've got April, right? And it was normally scheduled for April, but now in July is the 10th anniversary of Exotica Chicago. In September is Exotica Miami. In October, the one and only Exotica New Jersey. And the debut in December of Exotica DC. The exact dates, I should know off the top of my head.
But you don't.
I drank almost an entire glass of whiskey.
I got all my hotels booked already.
And there you go. There you go. So
I got all my hotels booked already.
All right.
So.
Well, we're ready for you.
You know, everybody except for Mickey, please wear your mask, though. because we really do want to do Exoticas this year. It does really help. There.
Just for you, Dan, she'll wear it.
I'll wear it just for Exotica.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that. Jay, it's been a pleasure this week.
It has been a pleasure, Danny boy.
This weekend, by the way, Super Bowl Sunday. Do me a favor. Don't drink and drive. That's my PSA for you.
There you go. Smoke Uber weed instead.
Or whatever one of those other things. Or
stay home.
Lyft or what other ride share. Get a rickshaw.
You're safer at home.
You can get a rickshaw. You can ride a pony.
Oh, man. I almost don't want to. I don't want to end the show because... Because I just want to see all these ridiculous comments that are rolling through. Wait till you read
these. This is
oh my God. It's like, dude, I want to miles see and miles of like very angry, like whatever. All right. Anyways, Dan.
Dude, I want to see a comment.
Take it home.
From who?
Oh, just all kinds of people.
Not
aimed at you at all. Aimed wildly at the other guys.
Me?
Oh, man. No, the Caitlin and Brent. Oh, they said they have their Reddit people that are just on them or whatever. Anyways, Dan,
this is a first.
It's time to go, buddy boy.
That's what their penises look like.
I have a coin like here, Jay. Heads, we're going to make you call it. Heads, you got to put a comment on. Tails, you don't.
No, I'm not. We're not doing this.
I'm totally not going to rig this coin toss. It just went under my computer.
Yeah.
Let's see. It is.
Okay.
Tails.
All right. You know what, Jay?
Yeah.
Music off. You know what, Mickey? Thank you for being a guest.
Thank you.
You can see Mickey at all four Exotica Expos this year. Check out, especially you guys on Reddit, check out the Brett Hatley Show on Twitch TV. Airing every weeknight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. to celebrate living the life that makes polite society clutch their pearls. How come we can't get on Twitch TV, Jay?
We could. We got shut down the very first day we broadcast on it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yes.
That's America, people. America.
Later, Ultra. We appreciate your comments, buddy. It's been fun.
All right, everybody. Hey, for myself, for Mickey, for Jay, for Brent and Caitlin Hatley. Are they the Hatley Hatleys?
They're the Hatley Hatleys.
Anyway, guys, later, everybody idiots out there, stay safe.
Stay sexy, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Take care.